I Am Duran, My Autobiography, by Roberto Duran with George Diaz. Read for you by Henry Leyva. Prologue. I died on an operating table in a hospital in Buenos Aires. I was dead for 30 seconds. That's what I'm told, anyway. On October 4th, 2001, I was in a bad car crash with my son Chavo. We'd left Panama the day before to attend a music promotion in Argentina that he was involved in. I wanted to help him out, even though I wasn't keen on going. I'd already arranged to go to Vancouver to see my friend Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council. And I was going to take one of my daughters, Irichelle. I'd never really spent much time with her over the last few years, but Chavo was persistent. "Please, papi," he kept saying. "I don't want to go," I remember telling him. "I've got a bad feeling about it." The flight there was a little bumpy. I shook my head. "¿Qué te dije?" I said to him. "What did I tell you?" In Buenos Aires, we went straight to a nice restaurant and spent the evening doing the things I love most: eating, drinking, having a great time. Chavo was watching a soccer game on TV there, and he suddenly got the urge to see the second half in person. He asked where the game was being played. Not far at all, he was told. "Let's go," he said. "Screw it," I told him. "I want to stay here with my wine and my champagne and my churrasco." "Vamos, vamos, vamos." The reason Chavo was so excited was that some soccer star named Ariel Ortega was playing, a midfielder whose nickname was El Burrito. I didn't know much about him, but I did know I wanted to stay where I was, drinking champagne. "Please, papi, please, it's not the same if you don't come. I want you to meet El Burrito." "I got your burrito right here," I said, grabbing my crotch. "Go on your own." "It'd be much better with you," said Chavo. "We'll get in more quickly." So off we went. By now it wasn't just dark, it was raining hard too. I can't remember much of what happened, but before we got to the stadium, we got hit by a car from behind, and both cars crashed into a wall. Bang! Had our driver let up on the gas pedal, I think we would have been okay. But he kept his foot down, and the car went spinning along those wide streets they have in Buenos Aires. If we hadn't hit that barrier, we'd have crashed into a bunch of other cars and died right there. I braced my hand against the front seat and saw I was bleeding badly. I felt groggy. My other hand, it looked broken. But the worst part was that the guy sitting next to me had gone flying across the seat and hit me very hard. I ended up with a collapsed lung and 8 broken ribs. I was bleeding from my mouth, too, which made it hard to breathe. At least all the wine and champagne I'd had to drink meant it didn't hurt so much. They put me in a neck brace and rushed me to the hospital. I was in a daze when we got there. One of the doctors in the corridor was screaming, "I have Duran's watch! I have the watch of Manos de Piedra!" I was mostly worried about my son. "Where's Chavo?" I kept screaming. "Where's Chavo?" "Please," I prayed to God, "it's okay to take me, but not him. Please, not him." Then I saw him, with an IV line dangling from his arm. He was hurt too, but not as bad as me, although he pissed blood for 3 days. In Panama, however, they killed me off. News got around that I'd had an accident, and before I could say anything, they were reporting that I'd been killed in the crash. The rumors sent the country into a frenzy. They thought I was gone, and they started selling sweaters, keychains, trinkets, souvenirs, all sorts of crap with my name or photo on it. Back in the hospital, I laughed my ass off. It wasn't so funny for my family back home, though. The day after the accident, my brother Pototo opened the door to a neighbor who said, "Are you watching the news about your brother? He's in critical condition." And from that moment, they'd been desperate for news. Pototo didn't know what to do, so he called my wife Fula. At least Fula was able to fly to Buenos Aires and calm everyone down. It turned out one of the ribs had punctured my lung, which led to water on the lung. So the doctors kept me in the hospital to operate on me once the bruising and swelling had gone down. And then I got an infection.